I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
They've played with some of the biggest bands in country music, and they've done it wearing Bears gear. But 32 Below isn't a typical Chicago band. These talented guys are from Fargo, North Dakota.
The band got started. It's been 15 years now, and it's just guys with a common interest, common passion for music. Fargo, there's not much to do, so we had to make the most with what we were given, and that's make music, make racket.
How did the boys from North Dakota become Bears fans?
My old man was a Bears fan growing up, and so of course when I was just a wee lad watching Dad watch football, wanted to be just like Dad, so there was never an option. I think he would have kicked me out if I liked anybody else, so I just went with what was given, and I'm happy I did.
I can answer that question with two words, and that's Robbie Gould. That's why I'm a Bears fan, plain and simple.
What connection do you feel you have to Robbie, the major Bears fan?
Being a former collegiate kicker, I have a feeling that him and I have a lot in common. Although we've never met, and I'm hoping to change that one day because I've been talking to members of the Bears organization to try to line up a kicking competition between myself and Robbie Gould. So hopefully we can settle the dispute that everyone's been wondering, you know, is Brian from 32 Below a better kicker or Robbie Gould? We'll find out.
A challenge for the ages, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
When I grew up in Minnesota, Walter Payton was my hero, so I always got a kick out of watching him and everything.
My grandfather and my dad are all from Chicago. They were born and raised in Chicago.
Bub City, we are 32 Below from Fargo, North Dakota. Are you guys ready to party tonight?
My dad had a big trophy case, and so I'd always have my nose against that because he had all kinds of autographs. You know, he had Ditka and a bunch of Dick Butkus autographs, which growing up, he always told me about how his favorite player who eventually became my favorite player, Dick Butkus, and how he was just the meanest linebacker to ever play the game. And of course, then you see film, and it's like, you're right, Dad, this is what I want to do. I want to be like this guy. And so he had some really neat autographs, you know, Gale Sayers and Walter Payton and all those guys. And so that's what I grew up kind of looking at, and that was kind of one of the biggest things that drove me to be a Bears fan.
Oh, play me some mountain music. Oh, play me some mountain music.
You guys wear your Bears stuff when you play.
Always.
Do you start a lot of conversations with people or run into a lot of Bears fans?
Conversation. Okay. It just depends on where we are.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. We play quite a bit across Wisconsin. And we've been less than popular for our attire choices in certain Wisconsin venues.
Mainly this hat.
That hat hasn't gone over. The bandana. Madison and Milwaukee, as you'd imagine, they're Packers fans. And when college kids get a little intoxicated, they tend to get very opinionated about football. But then again, so do musicians. But the best part about it is we have microphones, and that gives us superiority over any argument. So we always win.
What are some of the best bands you've opened up for?
We've been lucky enough to play for some big names. We played with Keith Urban and Montgomery Gentry. We've also played with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Charlie Daniels.
Band Perry was probably a highlight for us. That was in probably 20,000 people, and that was pretty wild. That was in Fargo as well, so we got a rare opportunity to do something for them. That was really neat.
I love the way you walk across that room. Every little song's gonna make you move. The way you dance when you're looking so smooth. I love every little thing about you.
Their most recent hit is Every Little Thing. 32 Below's five albums have sold more than 25,000 copies.
We have five studio albums. We're currently working on our sixth, and that's always our goal. We're always pushing ourselves to see how far we can take this. Our last album, we had some decent success with it. We were able to chart on iTunes with our single, You, Me, and the Whiskey. You'll hear that tonight. The album also charted on iTunes and the country charts. We got up to 66, I believe, with You, Me, and the Whiskey.
Yeah.
And that's exciting because we don't have a record label backing us. There's no financial support. That's all driven by our fan base in Fargo and across the upper Midwest.
Here we go. Spend my dollar. Parked in a hall underneath the mountain moonlight. Polar upside. Make a little low end.
In our line of work, it's tough to catch games. We watch our games via mobile devices, and we're big fantasy football players. We actually play with a couple bands from the South Dakota area, and we have a Battle of the Bands Fantasy Football League. And so, you know, from 11 o'clock in the van on, it is chaos. I mean, there's yelling and there's screaming, there's fighting, there's wrestling, there's throwing. We just watch it play by play, and everybody's commentating on some game, and it gets exciting. It's a little heated, but by the end of the day, we're able to shake hands and walk away.
Sunday and Monday are the pinnacle of the height and excitement and anger and fighting about fantasy football, but it literally consumes all of our week. Because come Tuesday, we're checking the waiver wire. Hey, you want to trade, Robbie Gould? No, I'm not going to get a Robbie Gould. You know, stuff like that. So it's literally fantasy football, I guess, if you could say we had another job, is fantasy football. Every little thing.
Thanks, Lauren, for not inviting me, but giving me the CD.
Oh,
I
not
really
a problem.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
you're in luck, though. They're actually coming back first week of December.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, to Bub City. So I'll take you.
And this is the invite right here, then,
this
right?
is the invite, yeah.
Okay.
You and
okay.
me.
So you're going
to
do
no
it on TV.
No promises they'll dedicate a song to you like they did to me.
They dedicated a song to you?
Yes.
I don't believe you. They said to Lauren Skreeta?
Yeah, no, to Miss Lauren.
It's a lot of Miss Laurens out there.